leading our song service this morning. Sister Amy for playing, Sister Dawn for playing. We have any specials this morning? Any word on anyone's heart before we get to the reading of God's Word? Again, it's good to be in worship today, whether inside or out in the parking lot. We appreciate each one that put forth an effort to come and worship with us today. If you have your Bibles with you, I want to read from the Old Testament, the book of Joshua, right after the book of Deuteronomy and right before the book of Judges. Joshua chapter 1. And I want to begin reading in verse 1. Joshua chapter 1, beginning in verse 1. And this should be a familiar passage. I've used it several times throughout my ministry for different reasons, but I want to use it specifically for a reason today. Beginning in verse 1, it says, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and all the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. And as I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I'll not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commandeth thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, that thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." And I want to conclude with that, verses 1 through 9 for my reading this morning. My text is going to come from the book of Ephesians in the New Testament. And I want to use chapter 3 and verse 12, where Paul was writing and he said this in the 12th verse, "In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him." Now, I'm not sure we get the full impact of this verse, but I want us to this morning. It's an awesome privilege to be admitted into the presence of God. I don't know if we think about being admitted into the presence of God, but it's a privilege that we have. And I know that most of us, we feel uneasy and, we feel uncomfortable. Sometimes we feel intimidated in the presence of a powerful authority. I've heard the expression saying that, they're no different than you and I. They put their pants on one leg at a time as well. But the reality of it is most of us, we do view them differently. And oftentimes we view them as being unapproachable to us. But my text tells us that because of Jesus, you and I, brothers and sisters, we have direct access to God through prayer. And we are welcomed with open arms by Him because we are the children of God through our relationship with Him because of our Lord Jesus. And we need not be afraid of God. And, we can talk with Him about anything. That's the wonderful privilege about being a child of God. We can talk to Him about anything, and the good thing is He's waiting to hear from us. He wants to hear from us, and He will, in fact, listen, and He encourages us to. The Scripture says, "Come boldly, boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. My thought for a few moments this morning is boldness in the new year. We are in a new year, and happy new year, brothers and sisters. Welcome to 2021. For some, it may not look a whole lot different yet from 2020, but it is a new year. And, you know, we're in the first week of this new year. The ball in Times Square has dropped, and, you know, people that watch that, you know, it's a symbol that the new year has arrived, and it carries with it hope for the future, and it carries with it hope for what lies ahead. Boy, do we need that. We need that. There is so much discouragement and so much going on in the world. We need hope, and we need to find hope. And in my scripture reading, we saw that Joshua was facing a change in the future. The scripture said he was about to lead the children of Israel into the land of promise, into the promised land. And I'm sure that his emotions, I can only imagine his emotions at the calling and the responsibility must have been overwhelming for him, wondering what was ahead. Could he do it? How would he do it? What would things be like? And maybe you've been there yourself. Maybe you were promoted into a position that you hadn't been before, and maybe you were responsible for some people underneath you, and you just weren't sure if you could handle that new position or that new responsibility. Maybe you can identify with Joshua a little bit here. I know that I can relate to him as I answered my call to the ministry and was called to pastor and lead a body of people. But I want you to notice that God assured Joshua that he could go boldly into the future. He could go boldly into what lies ahead. And brothers and sisters, so can we. I want us to see what God instructs and shares with us, just like he did with Joshua this morning. And brothers and sisters, as we enter into this new year, 2021, we're going to have to get used to saying it, going to have to get used to writing it. But as we enter into this new year, I admit that we're facing a future of uncertainty. And, you know, we don't know with a surety what the future is going to hold. There's a new presidency on the horizon. We know this is going to be a big week of all kinds of political uprisings, new policies that are going to go into effect, perhaps. We wonder what the economy is going to be like. We wonder what employment is going to be like. You know, we don't know if these vaccinations that are being given, if they're going to eradicate the virus. We don't know if they're going to slow it down. We don't know what yet. It's still too early to know what the total effect is going to be. But our takeaway from this passage of Scripture is that assures us, brothers and sisters, that we can face the future with a surety. God gives us assurances, and that we can go boldly into this new year as the children of God. We have to remember that, you know, when things go by, they're past. And so, according to that, 2020 is in the past. We remember that Joshua and Israel, the instruction of the Word of God was that Moses was dead. That was past. He was dead. He would no longer be the spokesman for God. He would no longer be the one that was leading the children of Israel. And what would the future be for Israel? Would they continue the journey? Would they cross in and be able to obtain and take over the lands that God had promised to them? Many things that happened in the past. Some of the things that happened in the past for them were good things. The Exodus from Egypt. God had heard the cries of his people, and he provided a way or an exodus for them. God had provided for them as they were traveling in the wilderness. The scripture tells us that he provided the provisions that they need. He supplied the manna for them. He supplied quail for them. He supplied water for them. But there were also some bad things that happened to the children of Israel. We can read in scripture where they had participated in the making of a molten calf to worship. We know through scripture that they grumbled and they complained, seemingly, at every little thing, and they turned against Moses at times, and in turning against Moses, they were turning against God. Ultimately, we know that the original Israelites, they died. They never did get to enter into the land of promise. And of course, we know the reason for that. That was they were unable to enter because of their lack of faith when they spied out the land. Well, just like them, for us, 2020 is gone. And many good things happened for us in 2020. I don't know if you remember them or if you think about them. But listen, there were good things that happened in 2020. There were several souls that were saved at Crossroads Missionary Baptist Church this year. And I praise God for that, and I thank the Lord for it. That was a good thing. There were additions that were made to our church in 2020. Despite all the dismal things that were going on, we had additions to our church. And that also, brothers and sisters, it was a good thing. I'm thankful for those good things. Several of our members, they contracted the coronavirus. Thanks be to God, none of them were serious. And they've recovered from them so far. That's a good thing. And we thank the Lord for it. We also know that in 2020, there were some bad things that happened. We lost several good members of our church to various sicknesses and deaths last year. Our ability to gather was compromised last year because of the effects of the virus. But as we think about the good things and the bad things, those things are in the past. Let's leave it there. Let's leave it in the past. Those things, they're done. Whether good or bad, we can't change what has happened. What's done is done. But I want us to realize this morning that God doesn't stop. God never stops. The Great Commission that was given to us is still before us. And we've got to keep moving forward. We've got to keep following the Lord. The future's yet ahead. If not ready, brothers and sisters, get ready. The future's before us, and we need to be ready. And if we're not ready, we need to get ready. God told Joshua and the Israelites to get ready. Get ready for what? Get ready for the land that he was going to give them. He was giving them more than they could have ever imagined. That's the God I serve. He's one that gives more than we can imagine. Verse 4 of my reading said, "From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and under the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast." That's what the Lord told them. Would there be opposition? Would there be struggles? Would there be hardships for them? Well, the answer to that is yes. All we got to do is read the Word of God, and we can see that. But the promise of God was clear. What did verse 5 say? "There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee." No one would be able to oppose them. Oh, they might try, but they weren't able to oppose them. Why? Because God promised to always be with them. Brothers and sisters, God's message to us today is still, get ready. The message today is still, be ready. What does that mean? Getting ready, it means making preparations. We need to be preparing ourselves to follow Him. We need to get rid of some excess baggage. We can't be successful in the future carrying the baggage from the past. For some reasons, and I include myself in this, but for some reason, Christians just can't get past the failures that they have committed in their life. They can't get past some of the actions that they committed in their lives, and they can't get past the sins of their past. And because of that, they're not reaching, they're not accomplishing their full potential in the Lord and for the Lord. We need to grasp hold of the promise of God, that's found in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9. We all know it. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Why do so many not believe that? Why don't we believe it? When God forgives us of our sins, they're cast in the sea of forgetfulness. They're cast as far as the east is from the west. They're not remembered by the Lord anymore, and we need to move past those things and beyond it. We need to believe it. We need to trust it. Listen, if you do your part, I can assure you that God's going to do His part. Then look to the future. Get those excess baggage things out of the way, and then look to the future. I'm grateful that God wants to use us for more than we can even imagine. There's been many times throughout my life and many times throughout my ministry, you know, I've asked God to use me in certain ways, and God has. Our Sunday school lesson this morning was a perfect example of an individual being used by God and how that all transpired. I'm not going to go into the Sunday school lesson. Just come and be with us next week. Next week's will be good too. But God has great things for us to do, and if we will follow Him, I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, the potentials and the possibilities for advancing the cause of Christ, for abounding in the work of the Lord, it'll be unlimited of what God can do through His people that He has called for just that purpose. And God promises us that He'll always be with us. And brothers and sisters, you know, how do we prepare? You know, I'm thankful that, you know, we don't have to try to figure these things out on our own. That's why we got the Word of God. That's why He's given us this Holy Bible. That's why we have the Scriptures. So we don't have to try to figure these things out on our own. God gives us the ways in which we're to prepare for the future as individuals and also as a church. Three times in my reading this morning, we're told to be strong and of good courage. We're told to be very courageous. And I want us to look at that just a little bit closer for a few more minutes of time this morning. Verses 6, 7, and 9 tell us to be strong. Now, the dictionary definition of strong, there's several different definitions for the word strong or for strength. One of them is power. And we need to move into the future, not in our power, but in God's power. You know, Jesus was clear in the commission that He gave, the Great Commission. We know where that's found. It's in the 28th chapter of the book of Matthew. And in verse 18, the Lord was very clear because He told us there, He said, "All power is given unto Me in heaven and earth." Not me. But all power was given unto our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we know from the Scripture that nothing is impossible for Him. Nothing is too hard for Him. And because of that, brothers and sisters, with confidence, we can submit to God's leading. And I can tell you this morning, He will never lead you astray. Satan will lead you astray every moment he gets. Others might fail you and lead you astray, but our Lord will never lead you astray. Another definition for that word strong is resistant to force. And we know that we need to resist the forces of evil. James told us to submit yourselves therefore to God, and he said to resist the devil and he will flee from you. We need to resist the devil. We need him to flee. We also, according to the Scripture, we need to resist division amongst God's people. We need to resist division within the Lord's church. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and verse 10, in Paul's writing to the Corinthians, he said, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no division among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Brothers and sisters, we need to keep Jesus at the center of everything. Lastly, strong. Another definition for that is purity. Brothers and sisters, we prepare for the future as a church by keeping our motives pure. And doing nothing that is out of line with God. And of course, we know that by paying attention to what we find in His Word. We do that by keeping our actions and ourselves pure. Christians are struggling with this on so many fronts. They have aligned themselves with what is socially acceptable instead of abiding by the teaching of God's Word. You may not like to hear that, but I'm telling you it's the truth. All you got to do is look around. There's plenty of examples of that around about us. And in the process, I'm going to tell you what's happening in the process. In the process, they have sacrificed their own purity and they have compromised that of those around them. Now, you may say, I can't tell you how many times people have said, what I'm doing is nobody else's business. And what I'm doing doesn't have any effect on anybody else. But I'm going to tell you this morning, don't deceive yourself, because that's what you're doing. What we do has an effect on everyone that's round about us. It has an impact on our church. It has an impact on the souls of those that are unsaved. Remember, 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9. Apply it to your life. Comply with it. Be strong and be exactly what God wants us to be. You know, God then told Joshua something else. He told him to be strong, but then he told him to have courage. He told him to be courageous. And the definition of courageous or the definition of courage is that of having fortitude. And what that word fortitude means is it means to be persistent. It means to have endurance. It means to have determination. It means to be able to have staying power. And brothers and sisters, never stop following God. That's my encouragement and that's my admonishment to you today. Never stop following God. Endure all things because of the promises of God. What could be better than the promises that God has given us? Verse 5, I will be with thee, I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. What could be better? And then I want you to notice something else. We prepare or we get ready for the future by keeping God's Word. Yeah, that's it. I said everything we need to know is within God's Word, but we got to know what it is and we got to keep the Word of God. The Lord told Joshua in verse 8, and I love this verse. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein once in a while, whenever you feel like it, whenever it's convenient for you, when you don't have anything else to do. No, that's not what it says. It says, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Brother Jim, in his devotional this morning for our Sunday school, I appreciated it. His encouragement and his admonishment was for us to be in God's Word, to know what God's Word says, not just so we can hide it in our hearts, but so that we can share it with others. And he said that the desire of his heart this year was to do more of that than he did last year, to get more into the Word and study God's Word more and know what it says. I'm honest with you. I'm not meditating on God's Word day and night. But I want to do better this year too, Brother Jim. And I'm going to try my best to do so as well. Meditate day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. If we can do that, brothers and sisters, listen what happens. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. If only the world knew that's how to prosper, that's how to be successful, by knowing what God's Word says and applying God's Word to our hearts. As a church, brothers and sisters, we're to preach this. As a church, We're to teach it. We're to read it. We're to study it. We're supposed to do all of those things. And I pray that we'll make a concerted effort to do that. And then, according to the promise of God, we'll prosper. And according to God's word, we will have success. We can enter into this new year with boldness. Because we don't have to be afraid, brothers and sisters, of what lies ahead. Now, I want to be clear about that. I didn't say to ignore what's going on around about you. I didn't say be unconcerned about what's going on around about you. We need to be concerned. We need to know what's going on around about us. But the encouragement here is we don't have to be afraid of what lies ahead. We don't know what lies ahead, to be honest with you. We can make assumptions if we want to, and we can speculate, but it's not reality until it happens. The message of Scripture in verse 9 is that we don't need to walk about into this future with fear. Verse 9 is pretty clear that we can go forward with hope, and we can go forward in this 2021 with expectations. How we can go boldly into this new year with the proper focus. The Lord said, "Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed," meaning discouraged. Don't be discouraged. And I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, don't let other people discourage you. That's easy to happen for a lot of people. Remember, you don't serve them. You serve God. God has great plans for you. God has great plans for His church, despite what people may say and despite what people may do. The Scripture said the Lord's going to be with us wherever we go and whatever we do according to what His will is. 2020 has distracted many of God's people from their focus on the Lord and the importance of His church and its work in so many different ways. And brothers and sisters, I'm just going to try to encourage you and say, let's put Jesus back in the center of everything that we do. Did I hear an amen right there? Thank you. Let's put Jesus back in the center of everything we do. Let's go boldly into this new year knowing that God is already there and He's waiting on us. Whether Jim said he don't do New Year's resolutions, and that's okay. I don't really call what I do New Year's resolutions either. But whether it's a New Year's resolution or just because it's the right thing to do, make a new commitment or make a renewed commitment today to follow God in this new year. If you stopped attending some of the services this church offers, I'm going to tell you something. You're missed. You're needed. You know, we were that close Sunday night of not being able to have a business conference because we didn't have the proper number of people to have the business conference. That's sad, brothers and sisters. The work of the Lord still needs to go forward spiritually, and also the other back end, the business of the Lord, has to be taken care of. In 2021, I want to encourage you, pray with more boldness. However often you prayed last year, pray more. It's not because there's a lack of need. There's lots of need. If you don't have need in your life for prayer, thank the Lord. God bless. But you can look around and you can find an awful lot of people who need you to be praying for them. In fact, I can tell you that they're dependent on you to pray for them. Let's pray with more boldness. Don't be afraid to ask the Lord, "Lord, save this person's soul. Lord, save that person's soul." Call them by name. Get specific. There's several in the church that didn't get saved this past year. I haven't forgot about you. I'm still praying for you. I'm praying that God will burden your heart and that you'll make an altar somewhere and call upon Him and be able to proclaim salvation. I'm not waiting for next year's revival to get here for that to happen. I'm praying for it to happen now. I want you to know that I'm praying for you. And those that are sick, I'm praying for them. And those that are bereaved for loss in their in their family, of loved ones and friends. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for our nation. I'm praying for our leaders. So many to be prayerful for. I'm praying for my preacher brethren. The ministry has gotten harder the last year. I'm praying for them, that God will help them to be able to continue on. Let's commit to more prayer with boldness. Let's commit to read and to study God's Word in 2021 with more determination. Let's commit to witness for the Lord more in 2021. Let's make it a point to not be afraid to give our testimony to somebody. Ask them about where they stand with the Lord. Let's do it with boldness, brothers and sisters. God will open a door. Have you asked Him? Have you asked Him to open up a door for you to witness to somebody? To share Jesus with them? I got a call yesterday from a pastor in Colorado. And he said, you know, we had some members here that relocated to Paris. And he says, I've been searching for a church for them. And he says, I found your website. And he said, I read everything on your church website. And he says, I believe you're the closest thing to what they're used to in their way of worship. And he said, I was just wondering if maybe you would reach out to them. And I said, well, of course I will. I'll give them a call and encourage and invite them to come. Now, you and I know that, as I told him, I says, we're not around the corner. We're a little distance away. And I says, but I'll do my best to invite them to come here. And if here is too far, there's other options for them that are a little bit closer to them. And I'll recommend that to them. But you see, that pastor, he was concerned about the sheep. He was losing them. He couldn't change that. But he could make sure when they got to the other end that they could find a place where they could continue to worship and serve the Lord. That we need more of that. We need more of that where we try to help our brothers and sisters find that place. I pray that in 2021 we will be more mindful of the unsaved. Those in our family and those outside of our family. I pray that we'll commit to live a life that shows the light and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's an old cliche that says, you know, you're the only Bible that some people may see. But honestly, there's some truth in that. There's truth in that. People are looking at our lives and they're watching our lives and we're speaking volumes to them even if we're not speaking to them physically. And I pray that as individuals and as a church, that we will be more bolder for the Lord in 2021. And what did the Scripture say? The Scripture said, for the Lord thy God, He's going to be with you, whithersoever thou goest. I don't know about you, but that's a comfort to me. It's not only a comfort to me, but it's also an encouragement to me. It's both. And then it said, for then. If brothers and sisters, we can do all these things that we found in Scripture this morning, if we could do all of those things, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. I don't know how you measure success. I'm thankful for my needs being met. I'm thankful for some things beyond my needs being met. But my measurement of prosperous and success is based on seeing souls saved, seeing additions made to the church, seeing God's people grow stronger in their faith, becoming more knowledgeable in the Word of God and applying it to their lives and sharing it with others. Now that's prosperity. That's success, because God needs His ambassadors out busy for Him. Happy New Year, brothers and sisters. I do pray that it is a prosperous and successful year for you individually, for your family. I pray it's that for our church. I pray that we see many, many of God's blessings in this year. As I said with Joshua, was entering the land of promise going to be without struggle? Was it going to be without hardship? No. He was going to experience those things. And brothers and sisters, as we go into 2021, let's just be honest with one another. There's going to be some hardships. There's going to be some struggles. But just as he promised Joshua, I will be with thee. I will not fail thee. I won't leave thee. I'll always be with you. You and I have that same promise and assurance. And that should give us the encouragement that we need to go with boldness into 2021 as we worship and serve the Lord and accomplish his will for our lives. As my message to you this morning, I hope it's a blessing to you. I hope you found something in there that has been an encouragement to you, that this new year can be a year of prosperity and success, despite all the other things that are going on around about us. Word on anyone's heart before we bring our message to a close today, our service. Anything at all? Thankful for each one that's gathered with us today. Come back tonight if you can. 6 o'clock, we'll meet again. Let's stand, we'll be dismissed. Brother Jerry Higdon, would you dismiss us, please?